Alright, so I'm gonna do my ramble, and I promised to tell you guys about my bad dragon experience. I'm sure most of you guys know what bad dragon is by now, right? They're like an online company that sells sex toys, and they specialize in fantastical. fantastically shaped toys. Dragons, werewolves, monsters, and, fun stuff. Non-human cocks. And I bought myself a toy. Back in, I don't remember when I did my first doggy cock review, actually. Let me look that up right now. When did I do my first doggy cock review? Okay. Our skitty cat. So my voice is pretty much back to normal, but I'm always someone who's kind of like phlegmy and I just have to clear my throat a lot. And you don't hear that in recordings because I always snip it all out. So, doggy cock review is 4 months ago, back in March. And doggy cock review number one was back in January, and I had recorded that audio probably at least a month before that. I think I did the original doggy cock probably for 4chan back in November or December. So I was on the Bad Dragon website on Boxing Day, or around Boxing Day, and they were having a sale. And these things are just hecking expensive. How much is a toy? They're like, on average, at least $70 USD. And by the time you add in all your customizations and everything, you could easily spend $100 on a floppy sex toy. Not a floppy dildo. And you already know, this doesn't work out for me. So this is a very expensive prop I have now. I have a big, I'm just waving it around right now, a big floppy dildo that I can't use. Why? Because Skitty is an absolute noob when it comes to buying sex toys, and I didn't know my body well enough, and I bought a toy that's just way too big for me. Yeah. I have to say, the best sex toy I've bought is this $30. I think it was $30. After a discount and everything for being a first purchase, it came up pretty cheap. I think it was like maybe $30 for just a regular silicone dildo. Human shaped, regular human cock. And that's probably my favorite toy. And I thought I'd treat myself to a different cock. See what all the hype is about. Knots, and I can't even fit it. They're so big. I mean, okay, so I guess I'll tell you what I got. I got Fenrir? Fen. Is it Fenrir? Let me look them up. Fenrir. Fenrir. Man, I don't even know. Yeah, I got Fenrir as a part of a sale on Bad Dragon. And what's the description? Fenrir. With the speed of a wolf and the cunning of a dragon, Fenrir, the wolf. Oh, he's a wolf dragon, I didn't know that. Is a powerful combination in all remarks. He is sure to entice you to ride the lightning when it comes to his powers and flexing his more intimate muscles. Muscle. Fenrir starts off by teasing you, prodding you with his very tapered yet stimulating head against you. Following up, He gives you that shock down your spine as he thrusts his incredibly ribbed shaft inside you, teasing you once more as he gets acquainted with the finale. His thick and veiny knot licking his lips as he plunges in and makes you howl with thunder. Makes you howl with the thunder. This is how my script reading goes. Lots of bloopers. Created by Ocelot on the Bad Dragons Lab, Fenrir will tease and delight both experienced and beginners looking for an amazing nodding toy. Fenrir is sure to ignite more than just a spark in your bedroom. I bought... the picture's kind of cool. I bought a size medium. Because I was like, I want a bigger toy to see if I could fit a bigger toy. And so, let's see how big he is. I'm just playing with him right now. Length, 8 inches. And I've never had 8 inches before. But, you know, I was like, I might as well go for something big and see what it feels like. Oh, wait, usable length is only 7.5. Yeah, 7.5. I've never had 7.5 inches. And for you people who have no idea what 7.5 inches is, let me Google. 7.5 inches in cm is 19 centimeters. So there is 19 centimeters of usable length. I wanted to challenge myself. I have no idea if I'd actually fit it because I couldn't get past this darn knot. And holy shit, this knot is big. I'm just putting it in my hands right now. Why did I ever think I would be able to fit this? The diameter of this knot is 2.8 inches, which is 7 centimeters. I would have to dilate my poor vagina to 7 centimeters. And I think if you are going through childbirth, you have to dilate 10 centimeters. And so I'm pretty much trying to like birth a baby, but the opposite, shove this thing in me. So this doesn't work. Skitty, you need a much smaller knot. Because this isn't going to fit in you. Anyways, so yeah, I made the dumb mistake of buying a toy that was way too big for me. So, Fenrir isn't really that usable for me now. He is a gorgeous toy, though. He's shiny and metallic. He's yellow and... and I have no idea what this color is. Yellow, gold. It's pretty much, it looks like the color that's on the website right now as the signature look. I wish it was smaller. I wonder if I would be able to I wonder if I'd be able to fit the small size. 5.6 inches of usable length. I could fit that. Diameter of the knot is 2.3. See, I don't know about that, because my usual toy is a little smaller. So, yeah. Failed toy. This is too big for Skitty. Skitty needs smaller cocks. So, this is a reminder for boys out there who are insecure about their cock sizes. Don't worry. Too big is bad. I wish I could, like, shave down this knot. But it's such a pretty toy. I don't wanna disform it. People resell these toys. I don't know. I guess I'll just keep my floppy big werewolf dragon cock. in my box of toys. Back you go. So, yeah, Skitty is new to sex toys and dildos and all that, and I didn't get my first toy until last year. And that toy is fantastic. Best $30 I've ever spent. But this expensive Bad Dragon toy? I guess it's a learning experience. Buy smaller sizes. Alright. Okay. Yeah. How long have I rambled for? Is that long enough? One of you guys mentioned I should go on mildly penis and look up pictures and talk about stuff. So let's add this as a bonus. Reddit, mildly penis. Make me laugh, please. Okay, so currently the top post is cool cake. I love my dentist. Oh, it's a tooth with a screw and it just looks phallic-shaped. Actually, that doesn't look that bad. That doesn't look too penis-like. Actually, it does look penis-like. But I'm sure there's worse stuff. Okay, what's the second post? Oh, the other side of Mount Rushmore. That definitely looks like a cock. That looks like a cock. I've never been to Mount Rushmore. I definitely should go, I guess. You should do a road trip. third post with a scooter and some chalk. Kids' imagination is the only thing standing in the way of some wonderful phallic art. Oh, someone had like done a chalk outline of their scooter and it looks like a penis. Oh, and then there's a lake in Poland that looks like a penis. Oh, and then there's a kitty with a mark on his face that looks like a penis. Cute as little cat balls. Oh, cat balls. Oh my gosh, there's an egg that looks... there's this weird deformed hard-boiled egg that looks like it has a penis. You know what? The word penis is just really fun to say. And then there's children's art. Oh my dear. All right. I could scroll on forever. Oh my god, there's a naked rat that looks like a scrotum. Oh my gosh, I have to send this to a friend right now. He's probably gonna be like, what the fuck? Oh dear. Naked animals are adorable. They feel really odd in your hands. I went to a pet store and held a guinea pig, and I love guinea pigs. They're just the sweetest little thing. Their little weeks and squeaks are... I had one as a kid and I really wish I could have one again. But anyways, a guinea pig feels oddly warm in your hands, and you're always worried that they're not warm enough because they don't have a coat of fur. But I guess they're okay. And if you put them on your lap feels awkwardly warm and it feels like they've peed on you. But they haven't. They're just awkwardly warm. Alright, I've rambled long enough. I don't really know what else to say. And yeah, that's it. Bye for now. Upcoming plans. I am going to hopefully work on Mean Sis Part 3 today. I am revising the entire script. I have to do the fairy script at some point. A wonderful artist is drawing me some artwork for it. I need to do some more pillow talk, so maybe some ASMR stuff. There's just a bunch to do on my to-do list. But if you guys want to hear me talk about other things or whatnot, let me know. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Mwah.